Introduction. The Five Love Languages, How to Express Heartfelt Commitment to Your Mate, outlines five ways to communicate your love for your mate that Chapman calls love languages. These are receiving gifts, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service or devotion, and physical touch. You will enjoy Chapman's book as it claims that this list of five love languages can save marriages and families. If you practice this theory, every single one of us has one primary and one secondary love language. Chapman suggests that to discover another person's love language, one must take the time to observe how they express love to others and think what they complain about, expect from the one that they love most often. The theory is that people tend to give love in the way that they prefer to receive love more naturally. If you have good communication between couples, this can be accomplished so much easier than you might think. This audio captures the key takeaways found in the original book. All fluff and unnecessary information has been removed to save you hours of time. If you've already read the original, this audio will help you cement the most important lessons. If you haven't, don't worry. Here you'll find all the practical information that you can apply. However, we do encourage you to purchase the original as well for a more comprehensive understanding of the subject. Chapter 1. What happens to love after the wedding? The aching for wistful love in marriage is significantly settled in our mind. It seems like every magazine has to have at least one article in each issue on keeping love alive in a marriage. Television and radio network shows highlight it. Keeping love alive in our social associations isn't all fun and games. With each one of the books, magazines, and shows, we see sensible solutions. Yet there's no real outcome. Can anybody clarify why so few couples seem to have found the way to keep love alive after the wedding? How can it be that a couple can go to a correspondence workshop, hear radiant speeches on the most capable techniques to rekindle their love, and yet return home to settle back into the same cycle? We each have our own way of expressing love. It's the way that our mind and body react that inspired this book. In it, we'll learn the love languages. It's your heart and mind's way of reacting to and expressing love. You may find that you have a completely different love language than that of your significant other. You may find that you simply have to learn their language. Everyone in your life has their own love language. It may be the same as yours or different altogether. You may find that your children have their own. Take the time to learn it, because you'll find that kids who feel understood are easier to communicate with. Their love language, which will lay the basic fundamental road for friendship. They may later take this road and use it for love, but they'll not grow out of the love language that speaks to them. If you work with them and allow them to develop their love language, you're basically teaching them a way to communicate that they'll use for life. Chapter 2. Keep the love tank full. Specialists have made it clear that the need to feel cherished is an essential human need. For affection, we will climb mountains, cross oceans, navigate desert sands, and persevere through untold hardships. Without affection, mountains wind up unclimbable, oceans uncrossable, deserts horrendous, and hardships our situation throughout everyday life. The Christian messenger to the Gentiles, Paul, commended love when he demonstrated that every single human achievement that's not inspired by adoration is, at last, unfilled. He inferred that in the last scene of the human show, just three characters would remain: faith, hope, and love. However, the best of these is love. If we can agree that the word love permeates human culture, we should likewise agree that it's a most confounding word. We use it in a thousand different ways. Among those basic needs, none is more fundamental than the requirement for love, the need to feel that he or she has a